twist of fate. Rungrot Sawantada's artistic career is ballooning. Rungrot Sawantada loves to entertain people and make them smile. He also has a knack with creative art. On top of this, he's also a veteran of fun and attention-grabbing events, performing magic shows at countless private parties, providing a plethora of entertainment at festivals large and small, and appearing as a clown juggling in pubs and restaurants. He's also a balloon twister. Rungrot, 27, is from the country and was not a city man. Having the chance to visit Bangkok when he was a child, he was fascinated by city life. And what impressed him in particular were twisted balloons. It just drew his attention. I was very excited when I saw a twisted balloon. Its unusual shape really amused me. I wanted to play with it, he recalled. At a leading department store, Rungrot stood in a long queue for a long time just to be able to grab a free twisted balloon. But in the end, he didn't get one, which left him feeling really hurt. So, instead, he searched around for a Thai balloon twisting book from bookstores. In order to learn to shape balloons himself. The book he ended up getting was Balloon Twisting by Bri Cha Grajung Tong. It was the only book I could find then. It's a balloon art guide, he said. Learning from books was not enough for Rungrot. He went to see Bri Cha and asked him to teach him more about balloon twisting. Bri Cha taught me all about twisting, he said. From single balloons to multiple balloon twisting, it became a piece of cake for Rungrot. He began crafting animals and then began to model flowers, cartoon characters, and other unusual figures. With the twisting skills and useful techniques he possessed, Rungrot started working as a busker and a clown in restaurants. while studying in his sophomore year. Each balloon piece has its own set of challenges and skills. I like it when people challenge me to twist something extraordinary. Working as a clown and a busker, he earned about 150 baht per hour. To get more income, Rungrot sought out Bri Cha again to study balloon decoration. By expanding his skills, he believed he'd be able to earn a better income. On top of this, he also began studying advanced techniques and the tricks of the trade with experts from South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan.